Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. So we were talking about the first chapter, we were doing the verse number 20-21, that's where we were. Athavyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidvajaha pravrutte shastasampate dhanurudyamya pandavaha krishikesham tadavakyam idamaha mahipate. Arjuna vacha senayor bhayor madhye ratham stavaya mechita. Athavyavasthitan drishtva. There, after seeing the assembled, atha means thereafter. Why is saying thereafter? Thereafter means after all the people blew their conches and all those instruments and all they started blowing, that means a kind of an announcement for the war has been made. So after a announcement, a kind of a symbolic announcement for the war has been made, so vyavasthitan drushtva, drushtva vyavasthitan. So it's interesting. So once the kind of everybody started blowing the conches, right away the war should start. But in between the two things, something happened. So that's what is being described here. So, atha vyavasthitan drushtva, atha thereafter, vyavasthitan drushtva, after seeing the assembled ones, dhartarashtran, kapidvadaha, dhartarashtran, the sons of dhritarashtra, that means the Kauravas, after seeing the Kauravas, kapidvadaha, kapidvada means one who has in the flag mast the monkey god, Hanumanta. Hanumanta, one who has Hanumanta in his flag mast. So he is called Kapidvada, that is Arjuna. What did he do? Pravrutte Shastasampate. Pravrutte Shastasampate means when the weapons are about to be discharged. Pravrutta means about to happen. What is about to happen? Shastasampata. That means Shastra means weapons. Sampata means prayoga or discharging of weapons. So when the weapons are about to be discharged, Dhanu Rudyamya Pandavaha. Dhanu Udyamya. He lifted his bow. The Pandava, the Arjuna. The Arjuna lifted the bow and what did he do? Hrishikesham tada vakyam idama. Hrishikesham. Hrishikanam pati. Hrishikesha means lord of the sense organs. So one who controls the sense organs of everybody, every living being. So even the Abhimani Devatas of the sense organs, they have sense organs. Their sense organs are also controlled by the lord. That's why he is called really Hrishika Isha. Hrishikanam, Indriyanam, Isha, the Lord, Lord of the Indriyas. And another one is Hrishika, Harsha. Hrishika means those people who are happy. Hrishika Radha, that means the ones who became enthralled, happy. That means the Muktadivas, they are Hrishikas. Or Hrishikas means the happy gods, the gods who are in Amukta stage. Unliberated stage, the gods, or liberated state, all the liberated beings, all of them, they are ruled by the Lord. So that means one who is the Lord of all the Hrishikas, the happy ones, the merry ones. So that's also another meaning of Hrishikesham. So the Hrishikesham, tada, at that time, idam vakyam aha, this sentence spoke. Mahipate, Mahipate, O king, who is addressing whom? Here, the Sanjaya is addressing the Dhritarashtra as Mahipate. So Mahipate is an address to Dhritarashtra. O Mahipati Dhritarashtra, O King Dhritarashtra, this is what Arjuna told Krishna. What did Arjuna tell? Arjuna vacha, Arjuna told this. Senayor bhayor madhye ratam sthapaya me achyuta. Hey Achyuta, O Lord, Achyuta. The word Achyuta, what does it mean? One who does not have chiti. Chiti means destruction. Or chiti means diminution. One who is diminutionless. One who is destructionless. One who never has any destruction, one who has never any kind of diminution, is called Achyuta. There is another meaning, Achyuta. The Achyuta means his position cannot be displaced. That means, suppose Brahma is there, one Brahma goes, another one comes to the Brahma Padavi. Rudra goes, another one comes to the Rudra Padavi. But there is no such thing as Vishnu goes, another one comes to Vishnu Padavi. No, Vishnu is not a Padavi. It is the Lord himself. So, that is, he is called Achyuta, that means his position can never be taken by anybody, undisplaceable. That is the meaning for the word Achyuta, that's another meaning. So, that's why he said, hey Achyuta.
I mean, now each individual's role,